Cars are backed up 4 kilometres at testing centres across Sydney. Some people are waiting up to 6 hours for tests, with results taking days to be returned. Some states require mandatory COVID tests before they'll allow people to travel from other parts of Australia. That includes Queensland, South Australia and Tasmania. But that's putting pressure on a health system already inundated with a rising number of infections.
They're asking people to test before they come to hospital, but of course our queues for PCR testing are now unbelievably long, and the delays in getting test results are getting to the point where they're unworkable. So if we've got people who are queuing up who are unwell, and people who are at high risk of serious illness, they're the ones you have to find early.
A hospital pathology unit in Sydney sent out a premature text advising nearly 500 people that they were negative for COVID-19 when they were positive. It blamed the incident on a clinical error.
What's important is mistakes like that from the pathologist don't occur again. The good news is it was picked up, and those people who were given that incorrect information have now been informed. I know that New South Wales Health have been in contact and made it very clear that errors like that are unacceptable.
The New South Wales government has put in place more restrictions, including mandatory masks to be worn indoors due to the surge in cases, but has ruled out returning to a statewide lockdown.
We would expect that pretty well everybody in New South Wales at some point will get Omicron. We're all going to get Omicron. And if we're all going to get Omicron, the best way to face it is when we have full vaccination, including our booster.
States like Queensland have ignored requests from other premiers to drop the mandatory PCR test for those wanting to travel interstate. Over the last week, around 400,000 people have crossed the border, and on Tuesday, Queensland recorded the highest number of daily infections. And that number is expected to rise over the New Year break. Sarah Clark, Queensland, Australia.